Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
The holidays are here, and with it comes a lot of pressure. So let me give you some friendly advice. It's your boy, Corey Blaze here. Take the stress out of holiday shopping by doing all your shopping through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or from your phone by entering fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon in your browser. I refuse to look panicked, rushed, or unprepared this holiday season. Be like me and the rest of the guys on the show and shop Amazon through our portal. Happy holidays. And go easy on yourself.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
See, Orly, I told you a suppository would clean that right up, bro.
It's clean.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We are back for another fun-filled Fat Guy Radio Show. How many F's were that, Orly?
A lot. Too many F's.
A lot of F's.
A lot of F's.
Before we jump into it, a lot of our listeners that are familiar with the people that are on the show, there's normally myself, Corey Blaze, and Orly, we don't know his last name according to Facebook, and Philippius Lip, who has too many last names that we can't list at all. But we have a very special guest in studio that is a history-making point for this show, Orly.
Is he? I did not know that.
It's never happened before. And I know I'm getting a little hate from you, Orly, and I understand that because we have never had any of your family members in on the show, and that's perfectly okay.
No, and we should, because a lot of them are going to be getting sent back to Mexico soon.
That's very true, depending on how people vote come November. But that strange voice that you hear, ladies and gentlemen, is a big fan of the show. And one of my blood relatives, and this is why it's a historic moment, because we've never had a blood relative in studio of mine. Number one, because I'm afraid of all of them and none of them respect what I do. But ladies and gentlemen, for some reason, he has snuck his way in. I don't know what he's going to do on today's show. He might be here spying on behalf of my mother to make sure that I'm really doing this. I don't know. But please welcome to the show my Uncle Vincent, who is a blood relative. Vincent Blaze joins us on the show. Welcome, Uncle.
Well, thank you. It's great being here, and I got to say this.
Uh-oh.
This is my first time ever being on a radio show like this.
Really?
Or anything like this, yeah.
Okay, well,
I mean,
cool.
I've called in and talk show hosts, things like that.
Uh-huh.
So I am so glad that this ancestral moment of you taking my radio virginity is coming in from you.
Yeah, there you go. How do they feel about that?
Yeah, the people, they love it.
They love it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Martha Mata off the Twitter says, hi, Uncle.
Hi, what's up?
And the funny, I don't know if you, you listen every week, so you should know, but my Uncle Richard listens every week, too. So this show, he's going to be jealous, probably.
It's going to be it's the Uncle
this
show.
Yeah, it's we're NSFA, not suitable for ants, but, but we are definitely Uncle friendly, so.
That's not suitable for ants. That's really good there, really.
Thank you.
Okay, and I just want to say that, since I'm so happy that you allowed me to come over here and,
yes.
And everything, and you know, and I love you, man.
I love you too, Uncle Vincent.
And I'm so proud of you and everything.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, and now will you give me my guide dog back? Come on, man! Give me my freaking dog.
For the people that aren't watching us on live stream, my Uncle Vincent is blind.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yes, he is blind. But some of the adventures that he and I have been through, you would never guess that he is visually impaired. But he is, and he owns it. And here's the thing that you're gonna and I know, Orly, we have a whole nother opening plan, but here's the thing that you will know is that you will honestly see where I get the crazy shenanigans from. I didn't get it from my mother and my dad, because Uncle Vincent, you can verify, my mom and my dad are sticks in the mud.
Okay.
Nothing on that one.
I love you, sis. Yeah.
My mom doesn't listen. I won't allow her.
Okay. She is a stick in the mud.
I told you. So, my uncle and I are notorious for doing some of the most shenanigan riddled things as I was a little kid growing up. And if I had an opportunity to be with my Uncle Vincent, I was with my Uncle Vincent because I knew it was never going to be a dull moment.
Exactly. Yeah. I met him and like 2 minutes into it, I told Lip, I'm like, dude, I've only known him for 2 minutes and he's funnier than Corey.
See, that's not, right. That's
he was lying, right. Man. Corey's funnier than me.
I'm not funny.
I laughed more at your uncle than I have the whole year that I've been on the show.
I see what we're doing. I see.
That's because I was tickling you.
Coming out. They already love you off the Twitter, Uncle V. There's some uncle love spilling over on Twitter right now.
Can I tell the story real quick about Fuddruckers? Remember Fuddruckers?
Oh, yes. Now let me set up Fuddruckers real quick because I don't know. Is Fuddruckers in California?
I don't think so. I've never been one until I moved here.
So Fuddruckers here in Arizona, what made it so great is that Fuddruckers offered a 2 pound burger or a 1 pound burger?
It's a 1 pound, I believe.
Pound burger, and it's huge. And Fuddruckers was really big here in Phoenix for a while, but has since tapered off. And there's only one Fuddruckers that's left, and it's like right in the middle of the city off of I-17 and Dunlap Road. But Fuddruckers' whole thing that sets them apart from other burger restaurants is the fact that they have a 1 pound burger. And if you go in and you eat the 1 pound burger, you get a t-shirt and you get your name on the wall.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Fuddruckers and Martha off the Twitter, she's alive tonight. She loves Fuddruckers. I think I haven't been there since this story, Uncle V.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time either.
Go ahead and share the Fuddruckers story.
Do you remember when we were sitting in there one Saturday?
Yeah.
And and we waited for a meal, or we were eating a meal or something. But anyway, they always call the people's names to come up and get their burger. So I knew the telephone number to that Fuddruckers.
Uh-huh.
So I called the Fuddruckers.
Oh,
and,
Lord.
And I asked for that person. I'll say, yo, man, I speak to Leon. You know, so they say, just a minute. Then they put me on hold, and they say, Leon, you have a phone call.
Leon, phone call line one. Exactly. Leon, phone call line one.
So Leon goes, and when Leon gets there, I hang up.
Why would you even do that?
Because it was funny. You know, we did some of the stupidest things.
You were just messing with people for no reason. You interrupted that dude's 1 pound burger mania.
It was your idea.
Yeah, it was. I wasn't going to put that part in there. So we would get into so many shenanigans and craziness just growing up. And the number one thing that sticks out in my mind, a moment with my Uncle Vincent, and my cousins are going to unhinge their jaw when they hear this.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm going for. Orly, you know very well that I am afraid of bugs.
We all know that.
Lip, you are very familiar with the fact that if there was a cricket in this studio right now, I would be, I have audio of how my reaction would be if there was a cricket in the studio. I'd be gone. I hate crickets.
So crickets and ice cream trucks make you run. We got those two back down.
We got it covered right there, Orly. Right. So
in windowless vans.
Yes, thank you.
Unless
very
they
much.
Have candy in them.
Windowless vans.
So I was at my Uncle Vincent's home. He stayed in some townhomes in downtown Phoenix. And I don't know what we were doing there. I think this was back in the day when me and my uncle have a history of making music together. Because he's a musician and he's a recording studio technician. He had a studio built inside of his home at the time. And
I
think in a closet. Yes, it was Closet Studio Blaze is what it was.
That's what it was, yeah.
And I think that's what we were doing. It was during high school.
Yep.
And I was driving a 1986 Chevy Cavalier.
Ooh, fancy.
And though, no, it wasn't. It was a piece of crap.
I was like the cell phone. I'm sorry, the cell brick.
So what happened is that the windows didn't go up. So I was at his house. And during the time that I was in there, I walked out, got in the car. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, my uncle is blind. I walk out, go to my car, and the gear shift was between the seats. back in the 1986 Chevy Cavalier. And so I reached down and I had to put the emergency brake on. I don't know why, but there was a time where any car I parked, I put the emergency brake on.
Safety precautions.
Even though I was parked on a flat surface, I still put the emergency brake. And it wasn't a 5-speed, it was an automatic. So I get in the car and I'm leaving. It's got to be, what you say, Uncle Vince? It's got to be maybe around 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night.
Yeah, somewhere like that.
It was pretty late. Yep. So I put the emergency stick down between the seats and I felt something tickle my knuckles. Mm. And then I looked down and it's one of those palm beetles that were at least 8 inches long. Lip, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yep. Those big suckers that fly. I think at the time, Uncle Vince and I explained it to you that I touched it. It touched me. Yeah. I looked down at it. It looked up at me and said, hey, you got a cigarette?
I mean, it was one of those experiences.
Right. And then, of course, I immediately jumped out of the car and I made my scream. Was so loud, we recorded it, and it sounded just like that. I screamed my ass off when I noticed that this bug was there.
Oh, my goodness.
I had no idea how to get the bug out. Keep in mind, I'm at my Uncle Vincent's house. I think my cousins were asleep, and I'm like, I can't drive my car. Here's where it went wrong. Before I noticed that it was a palm beetle, I had put the car in neutral. So when I jumped out, guess where the car started to do? It started to roll out of the parking space.
The one time you didn't use the emergency brake?
I put the emergency brake down first and then put it in gear. The car is running and now it's running with the driver door wide open, sitting in the middle of the parking lot while I'm outside screaming like a 5-year-old girl, jumping up and down like somebody just touched me in my no-no zone.
Just think how the beetle fell. It was in a car rolling down the hill.
No, the beetle was about to have its worst time ever in its life because it was about to be killed by a blind man. So what we came up with, again, the shenanigans between Corey and his uncle, what we come up with is to get his walking stick, we put a piece of duct tape, right? Was it duct tape? Duct tape at the end of his walking stick. I was such a little scared bitch. My Uncle Vincent put his walking stick through the passenger window, and I was on the back of the truck or the back of the car looking through the back window, guiding him in a little to the left, a little to the right. Okay, down, stab. And he took the walking stick and stuck it to the back of the beetle and pulled it out of the car.
So he's your hero. You owe him.
He is my hero. And until this day, my cousins will always say, Amber, his daughter, my cousin, is the worst of it all because she loves to bring up the Beatles story because I believe I may or may not have been in tears. The most traumatic moment in my... I'm sweating right now just thinking about this story.
I've heard of those. I've never seen them yet, but those are the ones. They're in Arizona.
They're huge!
Supposedly somebody said they fly down at you. They'll go after you.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Yeah, and they come down and they want to borrow your electronic cigarette. They are the most brazen, bold SOBs out there, and they are ugly, and they are mean, and they are big, and they are black.
And if you squash them, I think rice comes out of them.
Yeah,
something comes like rice, right?
Yeah, and you have to break their back in order to kill them, or they won't die.
Jeez.
And you know how I feel about things that are big and black. They scare me. That Guy Radio Show.
Guys, this is crazy. We can't just wait around.
Mike, in case you forgot, we're still fugitives. The bad men are still looking for us.
Yeah, and we don't even know where your sister is.
I can find them.
Mike, look at her. I still think we should stick to the chief's plan.
Exactly. We stay here, keep Elle out of sight, and keep her safe. That's the most important thing, remember? Besides, she's okay. She's with Jonathan.
Yeah, she's kind of a badass now, so...
Well, where are you going? You just said stick to the plan.
I am. I'm just going to go get some chocolate pudding. I'm telling you, Lunch Lady Phyllis hoards that shit.
Are you serious?
Elle needs to be recharged.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with executive producer Philippius and co-host Orly. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin DeGraw! I don't need to be
anything other than a prison god's son.
All right, all right, all right. All right, all right. Lady K got what she wanted. That's what happens when you threaten a producer, Lady K. Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 500,000 downloads worldwide. I love reading that number. We are an interactive internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes and various popular podcast platforms. But the best way and easiest way is through our official Fat Guy Radio Show app, available exclusively in the iTunes App Store. And of course, everything you'll ever need is on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius, over there.
Yes.
And co-host, Orly.
That's me.
And special in-studio guest, my Uncle V.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's why I am. Yeah, that's who I am.
That was your big intro.
Keep the rhythm going there, Unc.
I'm a drummer. What the heck?
It's not all about us, folks. It's about you. So interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show on the Twitter. Don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Simply search Fat Guy Radio Show. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by Target, where through the Target banner on our website, get 20% off kitchen items by entering code KITCHEN when you check out through our Target banner. You can also save up to 40% off clearance patio furniture. If you're like me, fall and winter is the best time to be outside. So take advantage of clearance patio furniture from Target. And don't forget, Target offers Fat Guy Radio Show listeners 30% off men's, women's, and kids' outerwear, 20% off plus an extra 10% off home harvest home decor. And when you spend $60 or more on indoor or outdoor Halloween decorations through the Target banner on our website, you instantly save $10. Target, expect more, pay less at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. And we thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
That's a loud clap. I don't know if it's extra loud or it's just my headphones.
No, it's extra loud because the producer is just not over there doing what he wants to do.
No, so the intro.
Move your fingers, Lip. Touch the board. There you go.
I was going to bring up, it reminded me, I heard the intro.
Fuddruckers, Lip. Good God.
The intro, you had Stranger Things.
Hold on, Orly. We're just sitting here blasting our eardrums out. Uncle V's got his headphones in his pocket. It's so damn loud in here. Good, I'm yelling, Target offender!
That ain't my pocket.
Oh, well, hello, everybody. I'm sorry, Orly, please continue while I get over here and have a conversation with the
executive
producer.
No, I'd been meaning
to
tell you something, and when I heard the Stranger Things intro, it reminded me.
Yes?
I wanted to tell you because I thought you'd be excited.
Oh, yes.
Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Fan Fest is coming to town. It's part of Phoenix Comic Con, October 22nd and 23rd.
Uh-huh.
And Elle from Stranger Things. What's her real name? I got it right here. Millie Vanilli.
Millie Brown, Brown something.
Bobby Brown.
Is it funny that, on a side, quick side note, that the Millie Bobby Brown, I thought was a little black kid, and I thought it was maybe one of Bobby Brown's offspring.
And it ended up being a girl.
I totally thought, and it ended up being the little bald-headed English chick.
Yeah, she's going to be there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and also David Harbour. He's the police officer on the show.
Phoenix Comic Con Fan Fest?
Yeah, so I definitely want to check it out. I was going to actually invite you, because I know you always say we don't do things together.
We're not friends. No. Dude, I would... Okay, now, number one, I've been interested in Fan Fest for quite some time, but I never thought that I was cool enough to go. But our photographer, Danielle Law, she is a huge Comic-Con.
Okay.
And she's always told me, Corey, instead of like going to Comic-Con, start at Fan Fest because it's a little less Comic-Con-y, if you will.
Okay.
And now you're telling me that Stranger Things characters are going to be there, and the stars, Hopper and Eleven, are going to be there. Yep. I'm all in, bro.
Yeah, and there's like, for the people that are like wrestling, John Cena's going to be there, the Bella Twins.
Ooh.
Daniel Bryan, the Honky Tonk Man, and one of my favorites, Jake the Snake Roberts. He's old school.
I remember Jake the Snake, like, back from
80s,
my childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's back in the day when I was into wrestling.
There's all kinds of stuff going on there.
Dude, that sounds amazing. Lip, that wasn't funny. I used to be into wrestling.
No, you weren't.
I was, too.
You're scared to get hurt.
I'm scared.
He didn't say he wrestled. He said he was into wrestling.
I said I was into wrestling, Lip.
Well, you could have been a wrestler.
You, how about you just man the board over there, and you let me, Uncle Vincent, and Orly over here do the waka waka. Yeah, you're right. I was afraid to get hurt. I was a, you know, I'm pussyfied city boy is what I am, and I'm okay with that. Dude, that sounds amazing. I want to be there.
Yeah, I definitely want
to
go.
I would love to be able to go there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got another fun-filled show for you. We've got a lot that is going on. We got my Uncle Vincent that's sitting in. Uncle Vincent, you're getting a lot of love off the Twitter, Lady
K. Oh, that's
K.
Great. I just love it.
Yeah, you get no love at home, so why not get it from Twitter?
That's right.
That's why I come to the show. Nobody likes me at my house, but I come to the show. People talk to me on Twitter. Like, it makes me feel special.
I don't talk to you. Uncle Vincent was kind of weirded out about the fact that, like, the pre-show, our meeting is literally utter silence.
Yeah.
And we do that because Orly and I have such extroverted personalities on air. When we get together, we start to feed off of each other's energy, and we just start going. And before you know it, we've done the whole show before Philippius has turned the microphones on. So we don't talk. So my Uncle Vincent was sitting here the whole time, and he's like, anybody going to say anything? What's the quiet going on? Or when the show starts, I'm going to do my best to wrestle with a microphone so that everybody can hear it. I'm going to act like nobody can hear it. Uncle Vincent, everybody can hear that.
Oh, they can?
Yes.
And one thing I learned in radio, and I've always been told, is I used to always tell like a funny joke or say something funny before the show started. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, you should save that. So then if you try to say it again, it's not the same.
It never works the same. You cannot repeat. You cannot get that moment back.
So nothing's ever pre-planned. You know what I mean? You can't pre-plan a joke or it's not going to be funny.
You can't. You honestly can't pre-plan it at all. And you can't pre-plan any type of outside activity either.
Exactly.
And I'm alluding to the fact that I took it upon myself to do my own winter seating this year.
Ooh.
Let me get to it over here, because while you guys are saying, ooh.
Seating or seating?
So I've noticed in the last few months you've started talking to more people.
Uh-huh.
You worked on your own car.
Uh-huh.
You're doing your own lawn.
Uh-huh.
And and you're killing your neighbor's cats.
I did kill my...
I was just thinking that.
And that saga continues on because she ain't saying two words to me. She ain't got nothing to say. Lady K's chiming in with Roddy Righty Piper, Andre the Giant. She's just throwing
the
out
old schoolers right
she's
there.
She's just throwing out back
80s wrestlers.
Yeah, old
the
80s
WWF
wrestlers.
Days.
But yeah, you know what, Orly? I am trying to make a change, and I decided that I was, and I've done this before. Lip, you're familiar with the fact that I have done my own seating before.
Yes.
Well, this particular weekend, I decided to take the whole weekend. I was devoting it to the fact that I had other stuff that I was doing. We're cutting in post-production for the Halo Sigs review video that's going to be coming out here shortly. It's a lot of work that went into that. Working with Elite Web, not Elite Web, working with Like Minds Creative to get that done. So I decided I'm going to do my yards myself. Now, it's very well documented on the show that I let my yard go to S during the summer. I'm not going to be outside, so there's no reason for me to spend money on a landscaper, and there's no reason for me to spend money on the water irrigation system if I'm not going to be outside to enjoy it. Basically, during the summer in Arizona, the front yard and the side yards and the backyard of my house looks like the home is abandoned.
Do you have to grow? So like, for instance, in my neighborhood, we have an HOA.
I do not have an HOA, so I can do whatever the hell that I want because I am not paying somebody $117 a month to tell me what to do.
Or
you're an ass. You're a dumbass for doing that. These people are just the mow your lawn people, in the words of Roseanne.
They tell you how many plants you're supposed to have. So I was going to ask you, do you water your plants or you do them all
die out?
No,
they all die. And whatever survives the summer deserves how they're going to look in the winter. That's the way I play. It is like, what's that movie? Hunger Games. It's the Hunger Games of plants.
Whoever wants to survive.
Whoever survives gets water in the winter. So this is a time. It's the last week of September. And summer is over officially last Thursday. And we didn't get a chance to celebrate that. But summer is over last Thursday. So we're now in temperatures that are under 100 degrees. And that's
barely.
But that's when you're supposed to plant the winter grass. So I took it upon myself. So it was a process. I had to cut down the weeds that were ankle high, except for in my backyard where the weeds were literally up to my armpit.
That's like 2 feet if you guys have never seen him stand up.
Yeah, because Yoda's not that tall, right? Yeah. Or not Yoda. No, what was I last week?
Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt's not
Jabba
that
Hutt
tall.
Bottoms, yeah.
Yeah, and you little nerds back there in the back room of the B2B Radio Network with that little video post that went up, you can all kiss my ass too, making me in a Jabba the Hutt on that edit. But I had to use, you know, like some shears to get some of them down. Here's the thing, the grass was so tall, dude, I was worried. The whole time, I kept praying to Baby Jeebus. I said, Baby Jeebus, please don't let me run across a snake. That's what I was honestly thinking I was going to do. And with the grass being so tall, dude, there's no way that I'm not going to run across a snake. But luckily, I didn't run across a snake, but I did figure out how I didn't have so many crickets in my house. There were lizards everywhere.
Jeez. Mm.
Those little gecko lizards. The little gecko ones are the ones that come out at night, right, Lip? And then there's the desert lizards that feed during the day on bugs.
Yeah. They were mating in your tall grass.
There were so many of them, and they were big, fat, juicy, and plumpy.
They were like, come over here. Let's get a little sexual in this tall grass. Let's do some lizard licking.
Yeah, so when I cut down some of the weeds, one of the lizards came up and said, hey, you. You's a big, fat, juicy black lizard. Why don't you come over here and let's have a little cricket together? How about you?
Let's do it.
That lizard needs some water.
That must
it's
be
Phoenix.
That's the Hillary Clinton lizard.
I need a lozenge. I should have exhaled. That's what I should have done. Bill did.
But Monica swallowed. Okay, so sorry. I apologize. Please send your complaints to Philippians at Full Court Press Radio. So anyway, so I ended up doing the grass myself. But there was one sprinkler head that I needed to replace.
All right.
And I decided to take it upon myself to do this. I've done it before. You unscrew the top. You take the little black, what is it called, Philippians? The little,
it's like a riser.
Yeah, the little riser. You take that out. You replace it with the other riser. And yes, Lady K, we are crazy. And that's what I thought I did. But the sprinkler head, I needed to dig down because the riser had broken off down into the main PVC piping.
Did you know how to do all this stuff or did you YouTube it?
I have done this several times before. Mm-hmm. And I may have learned it originally on YouTube. So when you replace it one little sprinkler head, you take the little shovel, right, Lip?
Yep.
I have one of those little shovels. But no, I was being a hurry up and get this job done, and I grabbed my big shovel. And dug too deep and ended up popping white main PVC pipe.
Oh, boy.
And then, of course, now I am going right in my mind. It's just, you know, the sirens are going off because I'm like, I am not a plumber.
Or gardener.
But who is a plumber? My good friend Philippians, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Lip, you are a plumber by trade,
correct,
right?
Correct.
Okay. Orly, you want to know how many calls it took before he actually answered?
Oh, I can imagine. Probably, I'm going to say 7.
I'm sorry, that dinette set's going to have to go to our runner-up. It took him 5 times to answer my phone call. I even FaceTime called him, and he sent me the FaceTime voicemail.
He was with his girlfriend.
I don't care what he was with. It was Corey on the phone, and I had a plumbing problem. So this little 2.5 hour this little 2.5 hour process turned into 6 hours with my friend Philippians reminding me. And it wasn't the fact that I didn't know how to fix the problem. It was one, I had to go to Home Depot. Orly, I went to Home Depot not once, not twice, not 3 times, but 4 times that day in 1 day.
See, I know 2 mistakes you made. Let me stop you real quick.
One, I got up Saturday morning and was breathing.
And another one, you forgot. Did you put on your sombrero when you're working on your yard?
I did have on my sombrero.
Okay. And then when you're at Home Depot, you should have just picked up one of those Mexicans. They could have fixed everything for you.
I totally did.
Standing out there.
But one thing I did learn about Home Depot, though, bro, You can go to Home Depot looking like dog ass.
Oh, yeah.
No one cares what you look like in Home Depot, because if you walk in there with grass stains all over, sweat stains all over you, paint in your nostrils,
you fit exactly in.
You're like, hey, that dude is working his ass off. They don't know that you're just some pussified city internet radio talk show host. They don't know that.
Yeah, there's stores that you're supposed to do that. So like Home Depot, you go in there with like your knees all scraped up, like the pants. And then like, for instance, Sprouts. You wear yoga pants and like running shoes.
I don't know what any of those
exactly.
are.
Exactly. There'll be ladies in there that are about 400 pounds, and I'm like, I know she just didn't work out.
Oh, no.
But they do it. They do it to try to look like they work out, and like they're buying vegetables. And
no, she's not. She's in there. She's got the vegetables on top of her cart, but really it's only covering up all the chocolate.
Yeah, exactly.
She ain't fooling nobody.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's how people do it.
Bitches. But dude, so I ended up popping it. I got it fixed. Lip actually talked me through it. He was so proud of me that he could poo. And I ended up doing it, but I learned one thing and one thing only.
What's that?
I really have to pay people to start doing this stuff. I cannot do this on my own anymore. I'm just not smart enough.
Yeah.
I'm literally not smart enough. And the dick that's at Home Depot was like, I showed him a picture of what I needed to have repaired. He purposely selected everything small. So I duplicated all of the pieces he picked out in two other sizes, and one of the two sizes I picked out was the right size.
They're rude there. I have many stories about that.
What an a-hole. All right. All right, folks. On the other side of this break, we're going to get into a new segment that's called The American Sand in the Vajayjays, right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. No, Uncle Vincent, come back in the studio. We don't actually leave to take a break.
Oh, okay.
It's a live show. Oh. You went running out to, you know, start vaping or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right.
I had a problem.
I understand.
I had a plumbing problem.
Go to Home Depot. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This segment of the show is brought to you by Amazon.
Yeah.
The leaves are falling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Harvest Moon. Lip, turn that music down. I got some moon music over here for this because I want to really sell this one. The leaves are falling. The Harvest Moon, she is a-shining in the nighttime sky.
Big black moon.
And before you know it, there will be frost on the pumpkins. Yes, the air may be chilly, but the deals at Amazon are red hot. Oh, baby, autumn is the best time of year for Amazon. Amazon.com has everything you'll need at the best prices. Just make sure you go through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a teeny tiny percentage.
Tiny, tiny.
It's tiny, but it matters, right, ladies?
Yeah.
It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it's the best and easiest way you support our show. So whether it's a dashing new parka or a deluxe automobile ice scraper or a spice rack, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon and click the Amazon button on our website. Or, for you tech savvies, use the official Fat Guy Radio Show app and click the Amazon button. Shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Get ready for value, because Amazon and you go together like peaches and cream. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Use our portal.
The whole portal that was
portal.
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 Yeah.
Go up in our portals.
Please shop in our portal.
Corey's portal's the deepest.
Don't touch my portal.
All right. You know what, Orly? We love the fact. Thank you for indulging me in that story. Mm-hmm. One thing we love, Orly, on this show is when people just get their panties all up in a wad for no effing reason.
Yep. That's everybody these days.
Literally is everybody these days. So we've come up with the new segment that we're going to call America Get the Sand Out of Your Vajayjay, because it's just stories that people are bitching about that they don't need to be bitching about.
Exactly.
So America, get the sand out of your vajayjay,
please.
And number one story that I have, Orly, is something was pulled from a JCPenney shelves was a girl's t-shirt that read, you know those graphic tees, that read, "I'm too pretty to do homework, so my brother has to do it for me." And of course, What did that do? That struck up all the fat house Frau Yentas that their husbands aren't giving them the business anymore to take to the internets and start bitching about the fact that women don't have to survive just on their looks. And the only reason why they're complaining about that, Orly, is because they no longer have any looks. Pull the sand out of your vajayjay.
Yeah.
People need to stop complaining.
Exactly. Okay, so another one was a children's place. A children's place. Like a Toys R Us or something.
No, a children's place is an actual store.
Is that an actual store?
Clothing store.
A real store? Okay. Yeah, thank you, Ollie, for doing the show prep. Children's place discontinued a girl's shirt that read, "My Best Subjects." And the shirt, a graphic tee again, included shopping, music, dancing, and math, with boxes checked next to all the subjects except math. And at the bottom of the shirt, it said, "Well, nobody's perfect."
And somebody complained about that
and
one?
And of course, somebody complained about the fact that the shirt insisted that it was sexist.
See, people are cheesy. I remember being a little kid and like my parents buying me the shirt that said, "I like to drink on the days ended in Y." And I was like,
right.
10 years old, 8 years old. They didn't care. You know, I'd buy all those shirts that had like, I don't know, S happens.
Yeah. And when my Uncle Vincent
they probably bought them at a yard sale, but who cares?
And when I was a baby and my Uncle Vincent would hold me, he wore a shirt that said, "I'm with stupid."
And a little arrow pointing to you?
Yes. And 12 sessions later in counseling, I'm better. Thank you very much, Uncle Vincent.
Well,
well said. Another one, A&F. What is A&F? Is that Abercrombie and Fitch? Like, my fat ass will know what A&F stands for, you skinny bastard. I was thinking root beer.
A&W?
But it's A&F, right?
Yes.
Abercrombie and non-fat Fitch had irate Taylor Swift fans that rallied to have the store remove another t-shirt, Uncle V. The t-shirt read, "Hashtag more boyfriends than TS." What does that mean?
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
See, it says irate Taylor Swift fans.
Ah, irate. I didn't get the TS on there again.
I should have did this.
You should have.
This segment.
Yeah, jump in.
Because I'm gonna call something else. I'm gonna call you out on something else. I know you like to. You call me out if I made a mistake.
I do. I'm gonna call you out right now because if you thought you could have did this segment better, why the hell aren't you talking?
Because I was just listening to you mess up.
You were just gonna allow me to take the show off the mother effing edge. The cliff, and you're just gonna sit back there and laugh. Oh, wee! Here we go. Corey's struggling through the bit. Let me let him go. Let the fat guy fail.
And also, you have the music playing for a different segment we were gonna do. But it's all right.
I do. That's the wrong music.
Yeah, that was the "I Hate Everything" was going to be with the hate segment that we'll probably get to.
So what am
time.
I supposed to do for sand out of the vajayjays?
I don't know. I didn't bring music up for that one.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. I didn't know if I should stop you in the middle of it or let it play, but then I'm like, you know what? He would call me out on it, so I'm calling him out on it. It was the wrong music.
He's waiting for you to bring some better? Blood relative yeah, there we so go. He can throw it out on you, Orly.
I know.
I'm afraid of his blood relatives because they're all Vatos.
And so you Abercrombie know, and Fitch had irate Taylor Swift fans.
I guess we're moving on. We're moving on, Philippians. We're moving on.
That rallied to have the story move.
No,
t-shirt.
We're not moving on because you just let me sit here and do 10 minutes of effed up radio. And now it's like, oh, yeah, well, let's just get back to the bit.
I thought you were nervous maybe because your uncle was here because you were like, but.
Number one, I was trying to read the hot. Now, let me say this first before I slam you. I'm going to make you feel good about yourself before I tear you apart.
He was speaking Braille, by the way.
I thank you very much for toeing the line this week because it's been a very hectic week for me and I couldn't get to the show notes to do prep. But as now, here's the bad part. As I sit here and try to decipher the black socks hieroglyphics that you've put in front of me, of course I'm struggling. It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm nervous in front of my Uncle Vincent. My Uncle Vincent does not make me nervous. He scares me because he's just too smart for my own good. So I played the wrong music bed. Right?
Yeah.
And thank you, Lip, for giving me the heads up, too. You're just sitting over there cheesing like you won the freaking lottery or you found a piece of candy in your pocket.
I did.
Nobody tells me the fat guy is effing up and everybody sits here and just stares at me.
You lead the show.
It's fun.
It's fun to watch the fat guy eff up.
That's yeah, right.
It is.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Hit everybody. So what's the Abercrombie and Fitch story? And I'm going back to play the I hate you bit because we didn't do it because my Uncle Vincent over there started chattering off at the mouth at the opening of the segment. We were supposed to use the I hate you at the opening of the show, weren't we?
Yeah, with the hate.
And we didn't get to that
segment.
Because of my Uncle Vincent.
This is called
displacement. All right, back to the Abercrombie.
So Abercrombie,
I've had my meltdown.
Abercrombie and Fitch had irate Taylor Swift fans that rallied to have the story move a t-shirt that read #hashtag more boyfriends than Taylor Swift. Yes. Two other shirts they made previously were Who Needs a Brain When You Have These?
There you go, Uncle
B. Yeah, oh,
and
yeah.
Gentlemen
yeah.
prefer Tig Old Bitties. See, but who complains about that? People that probably can't wear it.
No, I know who complains about that. Women with no tees.
Yep. They women have them lopped off.
Women that are jealous of the fact that Philippians is more breasted than they are. And Philippians is the most flat chested person I've ever met in my life. I've touched them. There you go, Lip. Show them right to that camera there. Yeah, there's a little fat guy radio show nipple for you all, you lady fans. Lip, show them some hairy nip. There it is. Some hairy nip right there, Uncle Vincent. This is a good day to be blind.
I got my eyes closed, too.
So
it was just probably fat bitches that can't fit into those shirts anymore.
There we go.
I was one. I was on the chat room. I was complaining.
So we got another shirt. An attempt to appeal to Latina shoppers back in 2007.
Philippians' people.
Macy's had printed a t-shirt that said, "Brown is the new white."
Oh my goodness. Wow. Wow.
That's funny. I don't see why people come on there, though.
But it's so true because brown is the new white.
Yeah. Well, and there's a few more here. A few more yes. People with sand in their vajays.
Yeah, sand in their vajays.
There's a new peeper Halloween decoration.
Ooh,
pulled from the shelves.
Peekaboo.
Yeah, it kind of like, yeah, peekaboo, like it peeked through this little window thing.
Uh-huh.
And, Home Depot pulled it from the shelves.
Of course, Home Depot.
After
Home
finding Depot. Itself in hot water, because it said people makes light of real life sinister issue that women face in our society.
What?
So I guess women are saying there's really peeping toms out there, so it's not something funny or it shouldn't be a decoration, so they pulled it from their shelves. I think Home Depot is being a little biatch by pulling off the shelf.
Home Depot, you get the Bitch of the Year nomination.
Exactly.
I used to be a peeping tom. Seriously, man, I used to be.
That's impossible.
I know.
And for those that just tuned in, Corey's uncle was blind.
Yeah, he's blind. So, Uncle Vincent, what did you see when you were peeping?
Nothing.
And one last one for you.
One last one. Thank you, Orly, for saving the segment.
People are upset over a teacher wearing a form-fitting dress in her fourth grade class. Others are defending her, saying it's her figure and she'll look that way no matter what. And if I don't know if you saw the pictures, I sent you pictures. She looks like she's maybe mixed, but she...
Yeah, I enjoyed those pictures
a
little
tight,
bit too much.
Yeah, they're tight, but I mean, they're just... She's just a thick woman, you know, like not too skinny, not too fat. She just has... She's just got shaped her.
There's
so parents are complaining.
Okay, listen, what parents don't understand is that this was actually a study that came out a few months ago, and Uncle V, you might be familiar with this, a study that came out that actually proved that kids retain better when the teacher is good looking.
I did.
I did too. I'm still
in... never mind.
Exactly. Thank never you.
Mind. I bet you there was no dads complaining.
No, of course there were no dads. Again, it's the sag-boobed Hausfrau Yentas that their husband hasn't been giving it to them because he's got a secretary at the office who's keeping it right tight and out of sight. And when he goes home to that flabby Yenta that has spit out 7 of his kids, he don't want to touch that. So the only thing they have left to do with their lives is to take to the internet and be upset about people that are prettier than them. Don't be upset about the pretty people. Embrace the pretty people. Be like me. Don't have any ugly friends.
There you go. What? I have an idea. I say we toss in some money.
Yeah.
And we send this teacher the Who Needs a Brain When You Have These and the Gentleman Preferred Tiggle Bitties t-shirts.
There you go. Let's do it.
That's exactly what people just have to get out of their own way. Why do we live in a society? This is just, again, you know what all of this sums up to? One thing. The internet proves that people are stupid.
Yeah, people just complain about everything.
Other than the people that download and listen to this show, and especially not the people that shop through Amazon, Target, and buy Halo 6 through our show, but everyone else, until you start listening to our show, you're an idiot. I don't get why, and I think the reason why people get so outraged and people feel like they can put all the sand up in their vajayjays is because they hide behind the anonymity of the internet.
Exactly. You can't even. True. I don't know if we talked about it on a past show. You can't even take invitations to a class anymore unless you take enough for the whole class. Even if the party's on a weekend.
Yeah.
If a kid wants to take invitations in for a few kids, you have to do outside of the class. You can't take it in unless you're taking enough for the whole class.
See, I don't get
that.
Yeah,
that's stupid. I don't either.
If you're not invited or you're not the friend, you know what I mean? Not right. Everybody hangs out with everybody.
That's very true. And I mean, I'm trying to make new friends, but that doesn't mean I'm not, I'm good at it. I'm not very good at it.
By the way, Uncle Vincent and Philippians, I have invitations for you guys for my party coming up.
See, that's messed up.
Hey, I heard about the party, man.
You're just going to do that right in front of me, aren't you? What did you hear about the party, Uncle V?
I heard you talk about the party last week.
Yeah, at Orly's house. Yes. And you know how much planning? He thought it was a whole bit. He is going to be really surprised on a Saturday evening when all of us show up at his door and ring his Ring.com doorbell.
That's right.
And as many times as we've mentioned Ring.com, they should be a sponsor on this show.
I was just going to say that. We got to get them to sponsor the show.
How did you feel about the party planning, Uncle V?
It sounded great, man. You
want to go?
Yeah, I want to go.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Do you have any special requests?
Especially when I heard about the bounce house.
There you go.
Dude, I'm telling you, wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, I'm trying to get Ari to get one at her wedding, man.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, but you know how she is.
Yeah, she might get in there and bounce right from the chapel into the divorce court. Yeah. So the thing is I'm kidding, Aria. I love you.
Aria ain't even listening.
I know, but she's going to listen knowing that her dad was on the show.
I'm not telling anyone.
Good, because if she hears that, you know, Aria, my cousin, his daughter, is like my mom. They take everything I say on the show literally.
Seriously.
They don't have a funny bone in their body. Now, my mom can be funny. Yep. My uncle can get it out of her. Mm-hmm. But my mom, she takes everything I say on the show too literal, and so we had to stop her from listening to the show.
She's banned.
She would call me and cry and apologize. I'm like, Mom, come on.
Cecilia, is that you?
Yeah. I'm like, please stop crying.
Right.
Stop the crying. The internet does prove that people are stupid, but one thing to kind of switch gears here, and I want to get your take on this, especially you, Uncle Vincent.
What was that?
That was a transition sound. That means we're transitioning topics.
I thought it was being invaded by something.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Do you want me to turn the computer back on? There we go.
Thank you.
You know, Uncle Vincent, when I grew up, when I was growing up, you know, as a poor black child.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Weezy, come here.
And, you know, we had a little bit of country in our pockets, you know. No, I'm kidding. I just wanted to play those.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. Okay. Everybody knows the events that have taken place with the shootings and so forth.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into that because we try to, you know, give you a light sense, an escape from all of that bull crap. But there's just one thing that bothers me out of all of this stuff that has gone on. And I've never been able to wrap my head around it. And it goes all the way back to the Rodney King situation. Rioting. I don't get why this happens. Okay, so let me give you how this plays out in my mind. Something happens in your community that you don't like. So the first thing you decide to do, or a thing you decide to do, is go and ruin your own community.
Right.
Stupid.
That to me says, if my Uncle Vincent comes over to my house and pisses me off, I go into my kitchen and start breaking all my dishes because he pissed me off.
That's like those idiots that punch holes in the walls when they get in a fight with their girlfriend. It's right. Like the stupidest thing ever.
Okay, that I can almost justify because you're with your girlfriend and you have to get the anger out some way.
Yeah, but your own wall that you're going to have to fix yourself. It's the same thing.
It's a little bit of the same thing, but I don't understand what purpose does it serve to go into your communities and start tearing up stuff.
Well, they do the same thing when they, you know, whenever somebody wins a championship.
You know, yeah, I don't get that either.
Burn things and flip cars.
What does it resolve though? With all of this news that's been going around lately.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just another level, and I know this isn't going to be popular. It's another level of ignorance. And to me, if you want to enact change or you want things to stop, acting like a fool afterwards is maybe not the best approach.
Exactly.
No, I don't think so. I agree with you. It's true.
So you have something that you feel is unjust. So your reaction is to break the law and cause more of a problem. And not only cause a problem on the law side, but cause a problem in your own community. The stores that your neighbors own, the corporations that spent money and put money into your local economy, you go and you riot, you tear up, you flip over cars. What does that resolve?
Exactly.
It makes things worse.
Yeah.
It literally does. I'm going to help all of these communities that do this. And I know we're up on a break lip, but just give me a minute. I'm going to help everybody right now. If I could, you know, we do good on this show sometimes every once in a while, but this is just so ignorant. Let me tell you the secret to enacting change. If you want things to change and you want stuff to stop happening in certain communities, the way the loudest voice you can have is financially. Companies, governments, politicians react when their money changes. Politicians and governments are bought and sold to the highest bidder. So if there are things happening in your neighborhoods and in your counties or in your communities, change the way you spend your money.
Okay.
Change the way you put your money. If you find out that person A is doing something to person B, turn your brain on, do research, follow the money to what's funding person A or group A, and redirect your funds.
Okay.
Because when that person starts to see that money isn't as strong as it used to be, then and only then they will start to hear the community speaking. If you are out protesting, I'm sorry, America, protesting is useless. You're printing up shirts for nothing. They don't care what the hell is printed on the front of your shirt. They don't care what you're chanting down the street. They don't give a rat's ass. It was proven in Tempe just this past weekend when they started blocking off traffic they're not out there to protect you. They're out there to wait for you to screw up good enough so they can throw you in the hoose cow, disperse the crowd, and business can resume. You want to, in fact, change, affect their pockets, get into their money. We hear it in movies all the time, Orly, follow the money, follow the money, follow the money. Yep. By you going out into your communities and you're rioting and you're breaking up stuff and you're causing havoc, you're not doing anything but putting more tick marks under the column of ignorance. And then that column of ignorance gets placed over an entire sect of people, if you follow me,
yes.
An entire sect of people that will then have even a harder time trying to enact change because now we have the title of ignorant.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Yeah. You want change, hit them in the pocket. Bottom line. They won't listen. They're not caring what you riot. They're not caring what's printed on your t-shirt. They don't care how many press conferences you have. They don't care how many knees you take at NFL games. They don't care until their money starts to change.
Yep.
Ask Lady K. Lady K puts a lot of her personal finances behind this show. And when she calls up Philippius and says, I better hear some Gavin DeGraw, damn it, she gets Gavin DeGraw. That's the secret, Martha. All right, we'll take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, it's new listener alert.
Yeah, we have new listeners.
And we've got an amazing America F yeah story to share with you. All right, my Uncle Vincent is sitting in joining us here, even though his ear is all sweaty. He's got half his headphones off, but that's okay. It's radio. You can see Uncle Vincent.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. We'll be right back on Factor Radio Show. She said, she sets the city on fire. She sets the city on fire. Burns like a million lights. There you go, Lady K.
Is that Gavin DeGraw?
That's Gavin DeGraw's latest.
Yeah.
She says, the city on fire. Lady K, you better have been dancing and jiggling that whole time. Yeah. Damn, you sexy Lady K. Let me come out.
Watch
there.
Watch that jiggle.
Hey, does any toast come with that jelly? Because jam don't shake like that. Ow!
Ow!
All right, Lady K, you know I love you. I'd lick your face from ear to ear. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
And back to the rear.
I don't know where that came from. Oh, man. Wait till she hits it. Wait until she hits it. Oh, Martha's waiting. No, I got to get to the spot, right, Lip? I'm sorry. All right. Lady K, you got me all frazzled, baby girl. You got me all frazzled with your southern ass. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hello from Halo. That's Halo 6, the premier electronic cigarette. I got to get to it, Uncle V. I know you're waiting on it. That's the only reason why you came here is for
that's
Halo
it.
Bit.
That's it. I'm leaving after that.
Hello from Halo. That's Halo 6, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids in flavors to match any smoker's desire. Halo 6 is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. Lady K's blowing me up right now. They are at providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco to e-cigs. I made the switch and it was very easy. My choice of e-liquid is Sub-Zero and my module is a Triton tank system. See what PC Magazine calls top rated e-cig company 2 years in a row. Halo 6 through Halo 6 banner on Fat Guy Radio Show.com. And my Uncle Vincent can actually attest to the fact that when I smoked, he would rake me over the coals coming into his house.
Yes.
It stunk. I felt uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But Uncle V, I've been vaping, and have you been annoyed at all? Can you smell anything other than my armpits?
Nope.
Halo Cigs at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. Click the Halo Cigs banner right there and shop away. And oh my gosh, I gotta put this tip in. Oh, here you go, Uncle V.
Thanks for the next 3 months. I'll hear that.
It's an earworm. We're working on a huge project right now for Halo 6, so look for that on After the Levels, folks, coming up very soon. All right, Lady K was blowing me up. I don't know what she said, but we're going to get to it because it's not about us. It's about you guys.
Wait, can I stop you real fast?
Yes, please.
Can I give you my gift I was going to give you?
It's a gift?
I
want to
give you a gift. This is the first ever.
Well, hold on a minute. Let me get you some gift music here.
What is it, Jingle Bell?
No, it's not gift music. Not? It's something Come that you'll on, be man. Very familiar with. You'll make you think of Grandma. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the uncle that comes in bearing gifts.
There you go. You now, gotta open this up, man.
Is this a gift this. For me or a gift for the gods?
It's for here.
It's for the show.
Yeah, man. See, okay. Well, anytime you know you're feeling bad and stuff.
Uh huh. Which is often after the show when Orly doesn't laugh.
Yeah, you are quiet.
I was laughing because he's funny.
Thank you.
This is
I hate
great,
you, Orly.
This is great.
All right, so it is something for the show, right. And I want to thank you very much for putting
it. You're welcome.
In a Christmas box.
Well, I gotta have the box back because your aunt puts her teeth in that.
Oh, that's the disgusting.
I know. You know, she lost her cup.
This is
hopefully he brought the right.
Is she
box.
Still? Wait. She lost her cup. Is she still playing football?
Yeah. My cup has to be holes in it. So
yeah, your know, cup so. Overflows. Hey, man. Right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Jesus.
Well, open it up. Take it out, man.
Hold on. I said Jesus, so you know I got to get you one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, lip. Damn it, son of a bitch! Put your hand on the board.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to open it up. I'm going to open it up.
Right.
Okay, is this something going to jump out at me?
No, I wouldn't do that to
all right. Yes, you would.
No,
yes,
no,
you would.
No, no,
a beetle.
No,
a beetle.
No,
the original beetle from your that was on your hand.
I don't want to open it now. I'm freaked the hell out.
No, it's not, Corey. Come on.
Okay,
stop it, Orly.
All right, so it's in a lovely red box. We have to be descriptive because it's radio. Lovely red box. I would say the size of a tennis bracelet type box from Tiffany's. It's red. It's got the word joy, and joy. The O in joy is a snowflake.
Oh, that's pretty.
It's a beautiful little snowflake.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is. It's a snowflake. So I'm kind of thinking that, you know, I'm feeling a little Christmassy.
I could have wrapped it like Christmas present, you know.
Oh, dude, when you wrap presents, it is the most hilarious thing on the planet. And it takes us three Christmases to get into the gift. All right, so let me open this box up here. I'm a little afraid now.
Oh, Corey, come on, man. It's not going to kill you.
Is it a bug?
It ain't a bug.
Okay. Where the why are we yelling?
Will you open the freaking box?
Did Uncle Vincent just get dumped? All right.
Why? What did I say?
He said freaking.
I said freaking.
Okay. All right. I'm opening it up, and
what is it?
It's like
it's pick an it ornament.
It's pick a, it up. Pick it up.
It's an ornament of.
Pick it up.
I'm picking it up.
Pick it up by the.
I am. I'm picking it up by the little hook that it's on. Oh, and it's got our Fat Guy Radio Show
wristband right?
on it.
What the heck does it look like?
It's an ornament,
it's
right?
not an ornament.
Hell?
What is it?
It's like clouds.
It looks like clouds of
no,
some
man,
sort.
It's
a mobile?
No, it's a cotton ball wind chime, man.
What the I almost got dumped. I almost got dumped. Hold on a minute. What the?
One of my other coworkers she had just bought a house.
Okay.
So he said that he was going to go to the drugstore and he was going to buy himself a wind chime. So I'm not too fond of this woman at my job that has to do house, right?
Okay.
So I told him, I said, what kind of wind chime are you going to give him? And he said, well, I don't know. I'm just giving her one. I said, why don't you give her a cotton ball wind chime, man? She'll never know. Is she blind? Okay, yeah. And that's when I came up with the idea. I'm going to start giving her cotton ball wind chime.
This is good.
If Lady K can have her onions, if the guy in Texas can have the potatoes, that I can have my cotton ball wind chimes. And it'll be made by a blind person.
Oh, God.
Not is, little blind kids.
This is...
So that's it, man. And that's for you guys. You know, when you want to, you know, sometimes noise gets to us, right?
Yeah, here you go, Orly. Have a look at it.
Right. And everything. And I want my box back, man.
You will get your box back with that crazy-ass gift you just gave us.
Yeah,
what the f*** is that thing?
I told you, man. It's cotton ball.
It's a cotton. What purpose does it serve?
It's
you can't
quiet.
Hear nothing.
That's the purpose. If you ever get noisy, you don't want noise, man.
Orly has it hanging on his
there you go, Orly.
Perfect. I like it.
It's the greatest. It's the
oh
greatest,
my
man.
God. I've got tears in my eyes. I got tears in my eyes.
And
Uncle Vincent, hold on just 1 minute.
Okay.
I got to tell you.
Okay.
That is the crappiest thing I have ever seen on the planet.
To describe it more, it's our wristband wrapped around the bottom of a water bottle.
Hey,
it's a piece of water bottle.
Yeah. Oh, Ernie, you good.
Dude, that looks like it was made by a blind person. I mean, what the hell? That has got to be the crappiest gift we have ever received, the greatest on the planet.
Hang it proud, baby.
We will hang it proud. Ernie, you want it behind you. You don't have anything behind you but a wall. Like
that. Put it behind lip, man. Come on.
Nobody looks at lip.
Oh, well.
Oh my, okay, I'm gonna have to catch my breath because I got tears in my eyes.
You have to hire somebody to get a nail in this
brick.
Dude,
you know how great of a gift it is when the box is worth more than the gift.
Yeah, he didn't want the wind chime back. He just wanted his box back.
Hey, all right, hold on a minute. Let's all absorb.
Hold on, let's listen to it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, everybody, quiet.
Hold on. Are you ready? We can't hear it if you're laughing.
Oh, hold on. Wait, let's get ready, everybody. Get ready.
Here, I'll put it in front of the camera.
Hold on. Put it really close. Put it close to your mic so we can really.
Are you ready? Hold on. And for those that just tuned in, the wind chime is made of cotton balls. Are you ready? I'm going to do it. I'm going to chime it.
Wait, hold on. I want to. Lip, quiet. Lip, quiet, damn it.
You might want to turn up our earphones.
Yeah. Please. Okay. Shh, everybody.
Ready? Here it goes on the count of three.
Wait, hold on. Orly, I want to make sure that I really am able to absorb the beauty of this cotton ball. And wind chime.
Please.
Oh, God, I can't breathe. I can't. All right.
You ready?
Drum roll, please, Uncle Vincent. Give it to us again. Go.
One, two. That was it. That's the sound of cotton balls hitting together.
Oh, God. Oh, God. My side hurts. Oh, my God. My side hurts.
Oh, my goodness.
That is the crappiest piece of crap I've... That is the most... There's no words.
These will be for sale on fatguyradioshow.com for Christmas. $9.95.
Hell, those are $29.95 and shipping is free. Holy crap. I can't breathe. Oh, Lip, please take us to break with some commercials. Oh, God, Uncle V, you brought me to my freaking knees with that one. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, ladies. I'm going to catch my breath, and I think I fell out of my chair at one point.
You guys
point.
See where he gets it from?
Jesus Christ, crazy. Christ, that is such a piece of crap.
I'm Ryan Scott.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
Together we host Full Court Press Radio.
It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
At FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Hello, Corey. How can I help you?
Siri, please call Philippia's cell.
Calling Philippia's cell. But before I get to that, Corey, can I ask a question of you?
Really, Siri?
Yes, Corey, really.
Okay, what's your question?
I've noticed you have installed a new app on your iPhone, manufactured by the Apple Corporation.
Oh yeah, the new Fat Guy Radio Show app. You noticed, huh?
I have noticed. Why else would I bring it up? I just wanted you to know that out of all of your apps, the free Fat Guy Radio Show app you downloaded from the iTunes Store is the best one.
Why, thank you, Siri. I'm glad you took notice. The new Fat Guy Radio Show app is now the single best way people with iPhones can get the show and support our biggest sponsor through the Amazon button.
And Corey, not to interrupt you, my cousin, the iPad, loves the Fat Guy Radio Show app as well. But can I ask you one more thing about your downloaded apps? It's something I don't understand.
Sure, Siri.
What's Grindr and why do you get so many alerts on Grindr? It's like every 5 minutes. Grindr, bing, Grindr, bing, Grindr, bing. Okay. You're very popular on Grindr.
Oh, Siri. Can we make that call to Philippius now?
Oh, look.
Please.
It's another alert. Grindr.
How bing, do you turn bing, this bing, thing? Bing. Damn it, Siri!
Download the new Fat Guy Radio Show app today or visit fatguyradioshow.com/app.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody. Everybody calm down. Everybody's
we're
okay?
We're good.
All right, Uncle V, congratulations. That's going to make the history books right there. Everybody is passing out on Twitter. Oh, my God. I can't breathe. I haven't laughed that hard since that girl asked me to propose to her. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for giving us that little bit of a break.
I just threw the show out of sync.
Yeah, you did. No, that's okay. We're back.
Sorry.
That was amazing. Okay, Orly, it is the new listener, right?
Yep, new listener alert.
New listener alert!
Yay.
New listener alert!
Yay.
New listener alert!
That's like the remix. That was an Uncle Vincent remix.
I think there's a really small new listener. If we listen, if everybody's quiet, Orly, stop those wind chimes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Okay, calm down, everybody. We got 15 minutes left in the show. Okay, Orly.
Yep.
Orly!
Yep.
Keep those wind chimes down. I can't focus over here.
Right. Quit following those balls, Orly. Stop it.
Quit playing with your balls in the studio.
Quit.
All right, so new listener alert.
Yay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right, Orly. Take it away, new listeners, ladies and gentlemen.
We got Tony.
Tony!
In Wisconsin.
Hey, Tony!
Hey, Tony, you got some cheese over there.
Hey, Tony!
Yay, cheesehead. What's up?
So, Tony in Wisconsin, thanks for listening.
Hey, Tony, thank you for listening, bud.
We got
appreciate that.
Off the tweeter.
Off the tweeter!
The next three are off the tweeter.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. And there's some big ones. We got Allie
big
Cakes.
Tweeters.
Allie Cakes from Rhode Island. Allie, I've been Twitter friends with her probably like 7 years or something.
Really?
Yeah, and she's tuning in. She's got some funny tweets. She's cool to follow.
I hope you're enjoying tonight, Allie. Thank you so much for listening.
She knows how to... I think we should actually use her for some advice. When guys ask advice, send us in. We should probably hit up Allie for some, because she gives good advice.
She gives good, like, relational advice?
Yeah, or she bashes guys. She bashes women. So I think it'd be kind of funny, you know? She can put these people in place.
Does she know how to make wind chimes?
And the next two, we got two heavy hitters listening tonight.
Two heavy hitters.
Oh. We got Gabrielle Walsh. Ooh.
Wish or Walsh?
I'm Walsh.
Okay.
I'm a big horror film flick person. She was in Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones.
Nice.
And she was also in the Vampire Diaries, and she's working on a bunch of other stuff and did a bunch of other stuff. She actually wants to interview on the show, so we got to fit her in one of these days.
I would love to have her on the show. Absolutely.
So she's listening tonight. And another one, we got Coach Tracy Smith.
Okay.
ASU head baseball coach.
Go ASU!
Go ASU!
Yeah, I mean, everybody that listens is always cool, but I mean, we got some really cool ones tonight. That's why I'm rocking. Look, I told him I would even wear my ASU hat tonight with
the Arizona flag. That's nice, dude.
Thanks for listening, Coach Tracy. Pretty.
Hey, congratulations. He's the coach of the
Sun Devils baseball.
It was the football that just got the new stadium.
Yeah, they're still in the middle. It's almost still done, in the middle.
Oh, man, that thing looks gorgeous. You know what? That ASU campus, I'm sorry. I know I'm a big, huge GCU fan, but that ASU campus down there is amazing. And I wish that at one point that I would have had the opportunity to go to ASU, because it is so amazing. It's a whole community down there in ASU. So beautiful. So thank you very much, Coach, for listening.
Yeah.
Appreciate that so much. And we love it. So if you are a new listener, we encourage you to reach out to us on Facebook or on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, because I don't have Facebook anymore, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. But the show still has Facebook.
The show still has Facebook.
And since we're in new listener alert, do we want to do Facebook question of the week?
We can.
Let's see if we can set that up. We'll try to get to Facebook question of the week. I can never find it. Lip, where is it?
Four.
Don't feel bad, Orly. I don't have Facebook either.
All right, cool.
No, it's not on four.
Or we could save it for next week.
Oh, it's on five. Close enough. Do we have time?
Not really, but
we could save it.
Okay, let's save it. Let's we'll save it. And we'll save Bitch of the Year and we'll save America F yeah. We'll sit on those. So, but yeah, man, this, we love it when you guys let us know that you are a new listener and spread the word. Please continue to spread the word about the show. That is the way that we really get the word out, you know? So Uncle Vincent, we'll close the show with you. How has your experience been sitting in on, Fat Guy Radio Show?
Well, it's really been wonderful. Mm-hmm. You're still crazy as ever. You're my favorite nephew, of course.
Oh, I thank you very much.
Of course, don't tell the others that.
No.
I will.
You don't have any other nephews.
No.
I'm the only one that matters.
No. Orly, you're a nice guy.
Thank you.
I feel like I've known you like for about an hour and a half. Lip, you are really quiet in person, man. That's
yes.
Pretty cool.
I told you. Nobody believes that.
That's all right, though.
No, what you will see, he goes into action after the microphones go off.
Oh, yeah. He's mellow during the show.
Yeah.
He's very, my Uncle Rich says he thinks he's a stoner. He's like, that guy Lip's a stoner, huh? He smokes before the show.
I have always said I wish Lip was a stoner. He would be such a cool stoner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lip, like, I think Batman. You're cool even though you're not a stoner.
No, I think you'd be cooler if you were a stoner.
He's Batman.
But his life is over, so he has no more fun.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay.
Uncle V, what would you say to Lip about his expected bambino?
If it's a girl, don't potty train her to keep the guys away. Orly, you listen to me.
All right.
And also, if they when they bring home that first date, that first guy that's interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
Then embarrass the heck out of her, okay? Oh, just tell him that, you know, she still wets the bed, all that stuff like that. You know, I did things like that.
I know you did. So what is your advice to me, Uncle V?
About what?
You gave advice to Lip. You gave advice to Orly. What advice do you have for me?
Stay single, boy. Stay single.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for you today. We're going to catch our breath because, Orly.
What?
Please put down that wind chime.
Let's put it back up. Here we go.
Oh, no, he's putting his balls in his mouth.
We can't hear.
Come on.
I'm telling your wife, you're playing with your balls in the studio.
Stop it.
I'm going to put on eBay as soon as I get home.
You're going to go blind. You keep playing with those balls. Stop it.
$175 somebody will give you to take it off eBay. All right, ladies.
We'll have Uncle Vincent sign it.
In Braille.
All right, folks. That's all we have for you today. My side hurts and I gotta pee. My apologies to Justin Bieber, not the black Justin Bieber from the Atlanta show. The real Justin Bieber. We just didn't get to him. Uncle Vincent, did you see him hanging out there?
Yeah.
He hangs out all the time just waiting to get in on the show, but we run out of time. We had a cotton ball wind chime to cover today.
That's right.
Today's show was brought to you by Target. Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Lady K off the Twitter says, come on, Uncle V, you should have told Corey to marry her.
Oh, yeah, well.
Aww.
No. Stay single, boy. Stay single.
Hey, you know what they say? Hashtag single man's club. What were the hashtags on Twitter, on Facebook today?
Hashtag, wasn't it a sing?
Didn't you? Lip, did you see him? I thought you
I
saw
see
him.
I seen him, but I don't remember what they.
Now I got to get to him because I said I was going to mention him on the show, and I can't get to them because, oh, thank you, Apple. I don't need my slide to unlock my phone anymore. A-hole. What are you doing? Conversating with, like, freaking Facebook? Let's just make it as difficult as possible.
Oh, I think I saw somebody screenshot it to me. It was Team Single.
Yes, hashtag team single
and hashtag
tacos before vatos. Hell yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
I like tacos.
Ah, you can get them at Target too at fatguyradioshow.com/ Target. You can.
Target
you
taco.
Can
get at least them. The stuff to make tacos.
That's very true. Tacos before.
Taco Target.
Thank you,
Target
Martha. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Find and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, the video portion of our show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. And this is definitely a show you want to go back and watch on Vimeo. Vimeo page, Fat Guy Radio Show, is radio you can see. Have a business, product, or event advertised on this show. Email info at bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com for affordable and customized rates. Spots are available now. And download and share our new free app available exclusively in the iTunes App Store or by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/app from your Apple mobile device or tablet. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog. Subscribe today at afterthelevels.com/subscribe. Afterthelevels.com, all from the mind of Corey Blaze. For our executive producer, Full Olympias.
Yes.
And co-host Orly.
Good night.
And my Uncle Vincent sitting in. We love you, Uncle V.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people.
Yes.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what is it about, if you can't hear them, stop your cotton ball wind chimes and reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Woohoo! Wind chimes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hold on, wait a minute. This show is free, and it will always be, but we need your help. We have sponsors located at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor that depend on us to get you to click through and shop. So take some time and find amazing specials presented by our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. That's fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. And in the words of Inspector Gadget, this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...